From Detroit, I'm joined by Osam Al-Aradi, President of Bahraini Medical Association, to speak to us more about this situation in Bahrain. Mr. Al-Aradi, how likely will the people's demand get through, considering the Al-Khalifa dynasty has literally never listened to the demands of its people?
How likely it will get through? I think the insistence of the Bahraini people with their demands, which is actually today thousands of people protesting against the regime, I think their insistence and their resistance or their demand would make its way. I know there's a lot of resistance by the government, but the government itself cannot actually survive this going on forever. And I think the recent European Parliament statement, which was issued last Thursday only, like a couple of days ago, tells the government of Bahrain exactly that. You know, they tell them that a continued oppression of the people of Bahrain is not a solution, definitely. And the reforms that the Bahraini government tried to make in the past 1 year, which I would call, this is not from the European Parliament word, but I would say that this is a fake reform. These do not work. But the European Parliament asked for a real reform. Without those, the Bahraini people are not going to remain silent. Otherwise, and this is the word of the European Parliament, otherwise there will be a continued political deterioration in the country, and definitely this would affect the nearby countries as well. And so continued oppression, I think the Bahraini government has learned by now that it's not working. I mean, just look at those numbers of how many people are protesting in the streets. This happened after 1.5, more than close to 2 years, actually, of killing, of torturing, of jailing, of humiliation, of sacking, of, you know, everything. And look at those people. They are not remaining silent. And they will not remain silent until real democracy takes place in Bahrain. Prime Minister, which took the title of today's protest, he is the head of corruption. He's only the representative of the corruption that's gone on in Bahrain. That's why the people are calling for the 42 years Prime Minister has to leave. There's no way, and this is nowhere in the world that's
right.
Happening.
And Mr. Al-Aradi, as a person who I presume has been closely monitoring the situation in his country, Bahrain, his homeland there, how do you evaluate the work and activities of human rights organizations? We know that several human rights activists have been jailed in Bahrain.
Yeah, I mean, luckily the people of Bahrain are aware, and actually they document. There are people, there are representatives. I know Nabil Rajab, who is the head of Bahrain Center for Human Rights, he's in jail, but he does have representatives in Bahrain and outside Bahrain, and they're keeping track of all continued torturing and the arrest of children. This is all documented and present and available in numbers for whoever wants. So the international human rights, including the Amnesty International, all issued statements, and these statements
indeed
are continued. And actually delineate what the Bahraini government is doing. So this is available, and everyone can look at those reports.
All right. Osam Al-Aradi, President of Bahraini Medical Association from Detroit. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.